Hey, good morning, everybody. Like I said, today is the second last shir of the Zman. It is the 3rd of December, which corresponds to two Kislev, as in Tetvav, as in the 15th of Kislev. Yes, we do need it for bringing. We have to bring it in my house Friday night, actually. What I want to do with the topic that I mentioned before. And that, sorry? Hanukkah is in, well, today's 2, so 10 days. That's easy. That's an easy number to calculate. 15, right? 25 minus 15 is 10. That's easy enough. I think I learned that.
Yeah, what day of the week is that?
Monday night?
I think the first match Wednesday.
Tuesday night?
This
Tuesday night?
What is this
tip
today?
So, today's
tip.
Yeah, that's your birthday. Sunday night camp. Today's your birthday? Oh, wow,
Mazel Tov. Tomorrow's morning.
Whoa.
Nice.
So we don't know. I brought a cake. So okay, let's learn. So today's topic is the topic of Mitoch.
Yes.
And I want to learn with you a Mishnah on Yud Bet. Let's go to Yud Bet and Mud Aleph. We're going to do a Mishnah. We're going to do Gemara Rashi Tosfot. I know that's like a Kiddush. And I mean, I actually have a supplementary handout, which is a Rambam, which is other Rishonim, but we'll see how far we get. No, Yud Bet Aleph. I think it's folio 12A.
Yeah.
So let's do a Mishnah. And you tell me the rationale behind it. Bet Shammai Omrim. Ein motzi'in lo et ha-katan v'lo et ha-lulav v'lo et ha-sefer Torah l'rashut ha-rabim. U'bet Hillel, matirin. So it's now Yom Tov. First day of Pesach, first day of Sukkot, first day of Rosh Hashanah, first day of Shavuot. It says Bet Shammai, you can't take out a little kid to... from a private to public domain. It's what's that violation called? It's called Hotzah. Can't they go to Sefer Torah? Can't they go to Lulav? So what should you do through Lulav? What do you need to do according to Bet Shammai? Before you come to Shul from Mincha the day before, you bring Lulav. Leave it there.
Leave your kids.
Leave your kids. Want to bring your kids to Shul the next day? You can't. You got to bring them the night before. Very good. That's good. Right? Right? It says Beit Hillel. Permissible. Now, what's the halacha? Obviously, we follow.
Bezalel.
We follow Bezalel. So don't worry about, you know, nothing sure you're looking at before.
Well, it might be asur to leave your kid there.
Right, right. Now, look at Rashi. What's the rationale? But don't look at, too bad, I gave it away. What is the rationale between for Bezalel? What's the rationale for Beis Shammai? Why can't you?
For
what? So what's the reason why for Beis Shammai you can't take a kid to shul on Shabbos? By the way, we're not talking about a 9-year-old kid who can walk. We're talking about like a one Yom Tov. Sorry, we're talking about a 1-year-old kid who can't walk. Right? Who can't carry? Actually, truly, let's say 3-month baby. Because if he could walk on his own, he could probably carry him. So let's talk about a 3-month-old baby who can't walk.
It is malacha.
So it's a malacha. And what have we said up until now? What are the only malacha that are permissible on Yom Tov? Say better.
Ochel nefesh.
And Eif Shar Lasa Netmo. So I can't, I want fresh meat. I want fresh bread. I cook it today. That's permissible. But my lulav, why can't I bring it on Erev Chag? Is there any difference between Erev Chag and Chag? No. So why can't you do Hotzah? Okay, fine. First, that's so then don't bring the baby. So, but it's a good question. Isn't a baby Eif Shar Netmo? And this baby over in shul overnight, then that's crazy.
Do we hold that on Shabbos even? Like, I'm pretty sure you can carry your baby.
With no Erev, no.
Really?
Yeah, no Erev, you can't carry a baby. Unless your baby can walk on its own, then you can carry a baby.
You're spoiled with an Erev.
Right? It's a, we're so spoiled. Many of us grew up wherever we lived in Erev. Did you have an Erev when you were growing up?
Yeah, I believe so.
You believe so, probably, right?
I've been somewhere once without an Erev.
And you probably violated Shabbos 7. No, I'm just kidding. It's very hard. If you grew up with an Erev, also, go tell your kid. Go tell like your 11-year-old kid. Oh, you can't. They're like totally. They're like, what are you talking about? Like you can't, right?
When it comes to Hutzah, can you have like drops of water on your skin? Like,
yeah, nothing, zero. Zero. You have to be very careful. Exactly right, David. What's considered Rishus Rabbi in a Torah? Let's forget about that for now. You're right,
600,000 people.
Right, it's a machlok to be shown him what exactly, but that's not our topic for today. But what I'm trying to say is that why should you be allowed to do Hotzah? Let's talk about the lulav. Forget the kid for now, right? After all, bring your lulav to shul the day before.
Mitzvah, deraita, first
time. So therefore, you're allowed to violate hotzah for mitzvah deraita. Since when?
Maybe that's the rationale.
Wait, for Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel. So hold on for Beit Hillel. What's the rationale for Beit Shammai? What's the rationale for Beit Shammai? Very simple. Right? Yeah. Right? Is it Efshar Mi'atmo? It's Efshar Mi'atmo. Bring lulav to shul. You're not chinami. Okay. That, in fact, look at Rashi. Rashi says that. Ko mile de lav the Torah Chachila. Even more so, he says, this is not the Torah Chachila. It has zero impact on food. Bring your lulav to shul. It's interesting, why doesn't Rashi say Efshar Mi'atmo? But that's not for now. Because I'm actually quite sure why he doesn't say that. But what about Beis Hillel? What's his rationale? Okay, so first of all, we know there are 39 malachot, and what's the only difference between Ein Bein, famous Ein Bein, Ein Bein Shabbos, Leben Yom Tov, Ela, Ochel Nevesh Bilvad? So well, I don't understand. How could you do Hotzah? Do we say that Hotzah, oh no, no, it's a different Isser than Bishul? No, it's one of the 39 malachot. So we have to understand what is with Hotzah. Now, by the way, according to Beit Hillel, is this a blank check?
No.
Is this a blank check that, oh yeah, you can do Hotzah?
No.
So that means you can do anything.
No, it's for the purpose of the mitzvah.
So that means when you walk outside on Yom Tov, you have to check your pockets? Forget this. Okay, forget Eruv, right? That's because you're in a suit with no Eruv. Do they make an announcement on Yom Tov? What are you carrying on Yom Tov? That's not the purpose of a mitzvah. You have gum, tissues. And gum. You have to remove all that on Yom Tov? Have you ever heard of that before?
Cover the
brias.
It just says
material. What?
It just says material. Is that not a blank check?
I mean, for the gum, it depends on how bad
it is. So Beit Hillel says, so David wants to say, what are you talking about? Beit Hillel says material. Now, is it material everything? Or is it material? Okay, what is the common denominator with these? Well, wait a second. Is taking a kid to shul, is that? First of all, I threw in the word shul.
What's the
outlier? I threw that in. Right? Lota katan. So the other two items, at least, we're talking about lulav and a sefer Torah. That's dvar mitzvah. Mm-hmm. And a katan.
It's
not
mitzvah.
Brit milah. No. If it'd be a brit milah, wouldn't say katan. We'd say tinok, probably, right? Right. I mean, that's already different. So you're on Shabbos that you're allowed to, right? Yeah.
I mean, if you chop down a tree, for sure you can carry the
beef. Right, right. So let's forget Brit Milah, because that's for sure, that's a different... So the question is going to be, what when Beit Hillel gives us a check, is it blank? When it says Matirin. So I understand the Lulav and the Sefer Torah, very good. We can argue those at least for Dvar Mitzvah. But a Katan, is that the outlier? And does that mean... Now, is it like a Sefer Torah? Is it like a Lulav? I.e., why am I taking my Katan? It needs to be for a... Mitzvah? To shul? Like, does my 3-month-old really have to go to shul? Not really.
Better you don't.
Right? Or my in-laws? For a meal? I don't know. Is that like you're telling me, like, you have to, like, well, you have, why not? Like,
you can't leave them alone.
Okay, so then don't go. Stay home.
But the mitzvah
to go to shul. So the wife will stay home. Or the husband will go to shkama. The wife will then go to shul later. And the husband will come back after shkama. What?
Talking about a single man.
I'm talking about
With a baby?
Yeah, listen.
2017.
Listen, it's the modern world. Yes, oh yes. So it's a very interesting... The question is, what in the world is the... what is the purpose that you can carry Yom Tov? Okay?
Maybe it's for Ochel Nefesh.
No eating baby.
For the kid to eat? Yeah. For you to eat the kid?
I think that's what he was
saying. So you're saying, again, what? When my kid can't eat at home?
It's a kiddish.
At home? Leave the kid at home. Okay, so this is going to be, to see how this is understood by the Rishonim is going to be fascinating, and we'll see if there's any practical nafkamina. So what I want to show you is, go down to the... I want to show the Svara of Beis Hillel. Jump down to the Gemara line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You see 5?
Yeah.
I Beis Hillel ha Amri mitoch shehutra hotza latzorech Hutra nami shelo latzarach. What's the svara of Beit Hillel? Since we permitted carrying for tzarach, we're also going to permit carrying shelo latzarach. So, the Gemara will go into a whole conversation about is there Hotzah and Yontif or not. And it appears that yes, we're going to hold that when it comes to Hotzah, it's a Sfarah to say, blank check. Once you allow Shetzorech, what's the Tzorech? Maybe the Tzorech Mitzvah, maybe the Tzorech Achila, for Achil, maybe. We're now going to permit for everything.
What's the rationale behind that?
So the Rashi. Look at Rashi now, the Tzorech. Ach asher yachel lechol nefesh. Says the Gemara. The Gemara learns, what is the Tzorech? Ach asher yachel lechol nefesh. Since the Torah tells us, it's a chiddush in the Torah, since ach asher yachel lechol nefesh, since every person is allowed to eat, from here the Gemara learns, hotza'a, there's a duke in the Gemara, Hotza, the tzorach ayi, the tzorach achila. Now, with that, we permit even shlo tzorach, i.e., to carry my Kleenex for no function, or to blow my nose. Not the tzorach mitzvah, the tzorach anything, the tzorach achila, the tzorach. It appears that it's a blank check. Now, for min haTorah, it seems like hotza. She even though the Torah is permissible, according to Rashi. So therefore, that's why you haven't heard it before. You go to a city with no eruv. You don't ask the question. Do you have a why? Because I hold like Rashi. We're going to see if everyone agreed to this. I hold like Rashi. What does Rashi say? Even something shelo letzorach for hotzah doesn't apply to him. Blank check. Now, here's my question: why? How come we don't say that by any other malacha? Actually, we say by any other malacha. But in short, yeah. How come we don't say that by...
I remember learning that
Hotzah
is like an outlier malacha.
Ooh. What? So, I remember learning that Hotzah is an outlier. Why is Hotzah an outlier?
It's like an action.
So let's go through this for a second. Here's my orange. I'm taking this orange from my house to Rishus HaRabim. Back to my house. I then put this orange on a table. Would you be able to identify that anything, let's say it's Shabbos, that anything biblically happens as orange? No. Whereas if I take raw chicken, cook raw chicken, then I've cooked chicken. If I have a blank piece of paper and now it's I write on it.
But then you erase it.
Well, yeah.
So,
what is Hotzah considered? Meaning, so it's a creative act from a Daraisa perspective, but there's a term that's used. It's called a Melechet Kala. Why? Because there's no act. There's nothing transformational. It's like you could not identify this orange was carried. It's an orange, but the chicken, the piece of paper that's now filled with writing. There's some type of action that was done. Yes.
Aren't there two different types of like malachot? I was just reading this recently. Like some of them are creative acts, like coloring and all that stuff.
This guy's already holding coloring.
I was just reading this like yesterday. Like it just happens to be that in the dub and now we're reading the third Yom Malachot, which is really cool.
Which one? The gray one?
No, the picture one.
Oh, that's the best book.
Yeah, it's really cool. It was
the gray one.
Oh, this one's better.
I like the control.
It was
like glossy paper, shiny.
It was describing there were two different types of malachas.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of them is like a list of creative ones where there's like actually something that's changing.
That's why you got to come here Friday morning for the malachas show.
Oh, dash. Oh, so the sources.
Yeah. Yeah. What were you saying?
And,
yeah.
And so, there are a whole bunch of non-creative ones.
Like what's non-creative?
They're called like transitory malachas. Like,
what's an example besides Hotza?
I wish I remembered. They use the example of like threshing wheat or something. Like
the status of the wheat.
No. What was it?
What's the question?
There's still a tikkun of an item there. You understand? Here there's no you're not enhancing the orange by carrying it. But any other stage of the malachos, you're enhancing the item, right? You're taking it to another stage in the wheat preparing process to get it to bake, right?
I think of things we've ushered.
So you're right. It's more passive because, by the way, that's a chiddush. The chiddush is, let's say, winnowing, right? Is that the air is doing it and you're still chayav, right? You're not necessarily acting, mm-hmm. but you are enhancing.
I could think of things we've ushered, but not things that are ad malacha. Like a light switch, you wouldn't know that it was switched.
Light switch is... Hold on to a light switch, because...
It's not, you know,
the rest of the, but it's not so simple, right?
Definitely not ad malacha.
And they thought at one time it was like bona. If it's havara, it could be. Yeah. So, okay. But what I want to argue... There's something... Hotza is an outlier in the sense that, yes, there's no enhancements to the item itself. There's no what's called tikkun the gufa chayfetz.
So I guess my question is this the only one?
Okay.
Like, even better, yeah,
David asked a question. Guess what? The Gemara, right. The Gemara says the exact same thing when it comes to havara. Mitoch shehutar l'tzorech, havara, fire, kindling. Hutar nami shelo l'tzorech.
Because that, if you light fire and blow it out.
So why? Let's go through this for a second.
Residue left behind.
If I, let's say, have
something, may have already seen the residue, may have already been there.
So, by the way, you know what's interesting about cooking? Could you argue that cooking should be mutter on Shabbos? Let me explain. I'll explain to you why. Who's doing the cooking?
The
I'm not doing anything. When it comes to writing, who does the writing?
I do.
Depends.
Right. The opposite. Pencil doesn't write its own. I got to actually...
Don't kill people. Don't kill people.
So...
It wasn't me.
What's... When it comes to cooking, I'm not doing anything. The fire's there. I just throw the food over or on the oven. The stove. That is, though, the sort of cooking. But I'm still very passive. The fire's been cooking.
If the item was already there, it's not Isser.
Right? The answer is, of course it is. Meaning if I...
No, if the item was there before Shabbos, it's not Isser.
Okay. But if I put it on Shabbos, that's it to do.
It has to be mostly cooked before Shabbos.
Oh, that's the Rabbanan. No, that's not the Rabbanan. Midaraisa.
Or not cooked at all.
Right. Midaraisa.
Like, so that's what Midaraisa is for. You never consider eating it until the next day.
Is that really the... So, I want to offer the following Sfara. Could disagree. But here we go. Maybe, let's go according to Rashi Shita that we've seen the last few weeks. Maybe we can argue, you know what? This is still governed by Efshar and Yefshar. I'll explain why. Let's say I want this orange and I want to take it from point A to point B. I could have done it yesterday. But think about it for a second. If I want this orange right now, to go from my house to the shul and traverse through Rishus HaRabim, in many ways, I want it now. It was E.F. Sharmiatma. Why? Because when do I want this orange to be at shul? Now! So, yeah, right? So, you know, or giving, right, let's say I have the lulav. I don't need a lulav in Erev Yontif. Right?
You don't need the food.
I want fresh food today, so I can cook today.
But you don't need the food that presumably was better if made, not better if made yesterday anyway. You can make the same count.
But the difference is when it comes to Hatzah always says, my need is now. Right? Now, when we say EF Sharmiatmo, so I could have taken it yesterday, I could have also cooked yesterday. But there's something about if we wanted to. But let's say, all of a sudden, I decide, you know what? It didn't even occur to me that I would need an orange in shul. And now I want an orange in shul. So I'll have to bring it with me, because I want an orange in shul, I can carry it. But there's something about not, I don't have to go. So it's true that it's not, I'm not enhancing my orange.
Didn't occur to me that
right? I'm not cooking. What?
Didn't occur to me that I needed the cheese yesterday.
But I'll tell you the difference. I'll tell you, when it comes to the actual food itself, there I need an enhancement in the food. Right? But since Hotza is not about hands and food, Hotza is about, do I want the item location B? You follow? So if I want the item in location B, that is what I want now. And therefore it's sufficient for me to be able to take it there now. I could have had it yesterday, but I don't want it yesterday. Right? If I want this orange to be eaten in shul on Yom Tov day, so why would I take it the day before? I want it now. So I'm allowed to take it now. Yeah.
Can you say that about anything?
No, hold on. Again. But again, you could. But again, I'm talking about the malach avotzah, right? When it comes to cooking, in a chenam, when it comes to cooking, I know I wanted it yesterday, but since it'll be improved today, I want to do it today on Yom Tov. So because I know I want this orange, but the fact that it's at my house, I don't want it today at my house. So when it comes to hotzah, says, when do I want this item to be transported? That's efshar and efshar. You follow? Meaning, because what I'm trying to do is, I want something today. So when it comes to hotzah, which is all about carrying from location A to location B, when do I want that? I want it now. So therefore, it's like efshar and efshar. Because it'd be, I want it now, I don't want it yesterday.
But I don't understand.
From a hotzah perspective.
I don't get the difference between that and like, going to a store and saying, well, I want to buy this, now. So I'm making
again, because I get, first of all, Midrash, it's worth buying things, right? It's under Rabbanan.
Writing code.
Okay, but it might come lead to.
I want to write it now. I don't know.
So again. But be careful. Here's the difference. The difference is that the ketiva, the writing, has no difference from yesterday to today. So if we have to do it yesterday, you can't do it today. You can't write today. Like, if Ochel Nefesh is about my needs, you hear what Rashi says? It's all about tzorach achila, need. So when is my need? My need isn't on Erev Yom Tov. And if my malacha, the malacha of Otzah, is going from location A to location B, so for me to transport it before Yom Tov, doesn't matter that it doesn't affect the orange. Because I don't need it. And since Hotzah is all about transporting, right? The transportation of you have to say that it's machet kala. There has to be some reason why we're more makel somehow by Hotzah. Right? So, and it appears that because my transportation of the item is based on need, I have no need yesterday, therefore I could do it today. When it comes to ketiva, it's still my creative act of writing. It doesn't. What do you want the letter today? What do you want to write today? It's Yom Tov. What are you writing for?
Bartor.
Right? And what about when it comes to Havara? When it comes to Havara, maybe you could argue the same thing. Let's say you need to do Hotzah for an umbrella. Forget the whole issue of umbrella and Yom Tov for now, right? You're not making what the Israelites are using, umbrella and Yom Tov for Shabbos, for that matter. But it's raining. Today it's 80 degrees outside. I don't need it today. I need it when it's raining on Yom Tov day. So I want to do Hotzah. My need is only, right? Again, I need my machzor and shul today. I don't need my machzor and shul on the Erev of Yom Tov. That's an easy davening. It's Yom Tov davening, right? I need it daytime. It's much more confusing. I need my machzor today. So it appears that the need is still what's governing me to be allowed to do Hotzah, my Kleenex, right? My nose is running today. I have my Kleenex today in shul, right? My kid wants to go to shul today. So I take my kid to shul today.
Yes, the top.
Right?
They can't speak anymore.
Right, whatever. He needs candies today. Or he needs to get out of the house. Right. So I think that's maybe, and by the Havara is the same thing. If I'm using Havara for cooking, for sure it's okay, that's an easy one. And what else do you use fire for heat? So if it's 80 degrees the night of Yom Tov, and all of a sudden the temperature plummets to 30 degrees, right? Or if it was, that was Fahrenheit, right? So if it's Celsius, if it's, the daytime is 20, and all of a sudden it plummets to 3, and I need more heat. So yes, I could have added fire.
Right.
I could have added fire. I could have added more logs and have my logs burn for 24 hours straight. I could have, right? But it wasn't cold enough. So it's cold now. So now I'm about to put a fire. I'm adding more wood.
I feel like
there is still a tzorach.
I feel like this is like excusing people from having foresight, though. Okay, you don't need it now, but have a little bit of foresight and bring your machzor to shul before you need it. No?
So it could be that's a Shabbos thought. It could be Yom Tov's about, and we're going to see that, I don't know if we're going to have time for it today, but we're going to say Yom Tov, there's an idea that Chazal wants you to enjoy Yom Tov today. You don't have to be that prepared for Yom Tov. Mm-hmm. Right? That's it. Simchat Yom Tov, not Simchat on Shabbos. It's on it, not the same thing. Yeah. If you want to enjoy Yom Tov day, so you live in the moment. Right, I think Marshall says that. That it's about Simcha Yom Tov is about enjoying today. If you prepare too much, you're going to enjoy today. Right? What do you want now? What do you want now? You can have now. You want Kleenex now? Take Kleenex. You want more heat now? Have more heat now.
That's
you want
serious,
fresh?
That's a serious slippery.
I know. You want fresh bread now? Fresh.
Want to write now?
No, you can't write now. You can't do everything. Anyways, that's Rosh Hashanah. Tosfot is not going to be very happy. Go to Tosfot. Hechi Garcia. You see, there's a massive Tosfot at the bottom of the page. Okay, it says Tosfot. Not so simple. Vechi Pershu. Just jump to the beginning. Elami Alta Debis Hilo Leit Lehu Isser Hotza Lefalgo Betil Tulo Avanim Lashvina Rabusa Delespin. The love behind Isser Hotza, the Halo Nesser Bishum Davar Tiltul Afilu Davar Shemlach Dolisser, says Tosvos that even something which is Davar Shemlach Dolisser, the Gam Einu Letzarch Yom Tov Klal, he wants to argue Elikzer Shem Yotzi. He says, may it really in theory it be permissible to do? What about Eitzim Vavanim? So Eitzim and Avanim, everyone's going to agree is usher to do because that's an issue of Moksa. Right? Everyone agrees you can't do a tzar for that. But anything else besides things that are moksa, you'd be allowed to do hotza. So Tosfos is going to come. Go down to, I want to show you this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Go to the fifth line. Kiven de bishilo islu mitoch amai in matirna filu tiltul avanim. How come the moment you're allowed to carry, how come you also can't carry stones? Why would you asar avanim if you're allowed to? Once you're allowed to carry, so why can't you carry stones? The truth is, I never understood this stuff. So it's because to me it's simple. Why? You know why? By the way, if
the
stones
have a, sounds like you can't carry.
Right, you can't carry.
Just as you can't.
So it appears because I'll tell you why. Because if we're worried that if you carry a stone le tzorach, maybe you'll carry shalol tzorach, and that can be an issue of moksa.
Because
of moksa. Right, exactly. Now, to me, I don't understand why you make a gzera. To me, it's making a gzera and a gzera. But anyways, v'yesh lomar, devadai, this is what we care about. Ein, hinami midaraisa, ho'ov, hutra, legamre, ela, rabbanan, gazur, aldavar, she'eno, letzorech, yomtov, dekevan, de'ikar, hotza, ne'esra, yish le'iser, badavar, she'en, letzorech, yomtov, klal. Says Tosfos, no. Sorry, I'm not giving a blank check. Maybe midaraisa is a blank check, but midarabanan, anything which is not the tzorach mitzvah, anything that's not tzorach mitzvah, I'm not going to allow you to carry at all. So if you carry stones, you're chayav, right? Oh, excellent question. He even says a katan, shalot tzorach is aser. Where does he say that in the Tosfos? Go down.
When would a katan be for tzorach?
Bermilla.
Hey,
we already spoke about Bermilla.
We're getting on the
Yom Tov Torah.
But not actually.
Okay. You see there's an Aleph. Go five lines down from the bottom of Tosfos. It's a very long Tosfos, and he gets a little sidetracked. I want to be very focused on this one issue. You see the Aleph in the bracket there? She Yeter's Aval. Three words after. Shalola Tzorach Yom Tov Klal. Vadai de aser min haTorah. That's what I want to point out to you. That not only is it the Rabbanan, that was his Havamina, his Maskana is if there's no Tzorech on Yom Tov, it's iser min haTorah. Why? It's just like any other, like Kote, like any other Malacha, no Tzorech on Yom Tov, you cannot do it. Now, let's continue reading. Kigon. Ofem Yom Tov Lecho. What's considered no tzorach? Can you bake on Yom Tov?
Yeah.
Yeah, what about if you want to bake for the next day? You're allowed to?
No.
That is an issue of Doraisa. Doraisa. So therefore, Motzi Avanim, Deleika Lo Tzorach Nefesh. What are you carrying stones for? What, you want to, like, you're interested in, like, your patio or something? No, you're not allowed to. For those Simchas Yom Tov. Not for Simchas Yom Tov.
We feel like throwing rocks at cars.
Who drive? If cars drive on Yom Tov, you're allowed to throw to mitzvah to throw stones at them. No, I'm just kidding. That's right. No. By the way, that's what they say in certain places in the world. In Israel, they were before Shabbos. They set aside stones so they weren't moksa. Anyways, that's not for now. Designate the stones. Okay. So then what's the argument in Beshama Beselah? Vechi plige Beshama Beselah bedvarim she'in on the tzorach ochel nefesh. V'ika b'hem tzorach yomtov k'tzat. Kegon katan lemolo. Shamitzvah Nikret Tzorach Yom Tov. The mitzvah is Tzorach Yom Tov. Yeah, got kidneys of bris. Very good. So you want to say that? Velulav. Let's say it, Bo. V'sefer Torah Nikret Bo. Don't you need a Sefer Torah?
Where's
you need a Sefer Torah?
Tzat.
Okay, what?
Tzorach Tzat. It's a small need.
What, for a Sefer Torah?
That's what you said.
What is it called, tzat? Right, he calls taking a katan for his bris milah a tzorach tzat.
But not beloved in Sefer Torah?
No, it appears both. V'chein pirush Rabbeinu Chananel. And Rabbeinu Chananel, as on the side here, agrees with that. Meaning, Rabbeinu Chananel, and this opinion in Tosva says, guess what, people? If there's no Eruv, you cannot carry on Yom Tov unless you have a need. Otherwise, you violate a biblical prohibition. Right?
Beis Hillel is saying that there is a need for those three things.
Beis Hillel says, what are you talking about? Maybe the Rabbanan. Maybe the Rabbanan. Not even so simple, the Rabbanan. Right? Maybe the Rabbanan. For sure, Mira Torah, Beis Hillel would say, Beis Hillel, according to Rashi, says everything's permissible. Tosfos, according to Beis Hillel, the machlokes is over. If there's no tzorech, according to Tosfot, Beis Hillel would say it's aser. The whole machlokes is only over the tzorech.
How does Tosfot explain the Gemara that says tzorech is okay? In the tzorech.
In Achanim, that's machlokes. That's machlokes of Gemara. That the machlokes is Beis Hillel b'shemai. So we pop. So either the Gemara comes out like Beis Hillel, and that's according to Beis Hillel.
No, they both say that in the tzorech is okay.
Right. That's explained the Shita.
That's.
Oh. Very good.
Totally contradicts him.
What is Zorah?
Okay, so that what Tosfos art says is that that's the difference between Zorah and you need. Shuhutra nami shalola Zorah doesn't mean shalola Zorah. It means Zorah Tzat.
Okay.
Wait, I mean, sorry?
So
a little bit of need.
A little bit. You still need a little bit of need.
You can't argue. It's just Rotzat.
How are we like qualitatively defining
Zorach?
They need to have some type of purpose. So by the way, that's why I spent a lot of time trying to figure out Rashi. Because to me,
Rashi makes more sense. Tosfot can't just say that.
Why would it's
something that Tosfot?
And we see that many of the Rishonim are going to hold. We'll see. Look at this Rambam. The Rambam is going to argue. Mm. What? Where's the Rambam? Oh, there it is.
Why would anyone ever do anything that's the low Torah?
So the question is, what does it mean, Torah?
Yeah,
you're playing basketball.
That's Torah. I need to have fun. I don't know. Like everything has a reason. What do we mean by Torah?
You don't need to have fun.
So you're not allowed to have any fun.
Do a lot of things.
So. Okay, so look at the Yerayim. The Yerayim says, "V'lav davka chonaveshet derakasev ela filu kol hanata nevesh." The Yerayim, top of the page. The Yerayim actually says that when we talk about ochel nevesh is expansive. Ochel nevesh doesn't just mean ingesting. Ochel nevesh really means, he says, and that's what when the Torah tells us, "Ach asher yechel ochel nevesh," it doesn't just mean eating. It means anything you need lochel nevesh. Including hanas and nefesh, like hotza. My nefesh needs hana, right?
My nefesh needs to be
so. Look at the Rambam. Says the Rambam. Listen to this. Kol melacha shechayv melea b'shabbat im asal tab yom tov shelo l'tzorech. Sorry, l'tzorech loke chutz mi hotza mershut mershut v'havara shemitoch shehutra hotza b'yom tov l'tzorech achila hutra shelo l'tzorech achila fichach. Mutter, b'yom tov, lahotzi katar, oser Torah, omafteach, v'chayotze b'il mishut v'rshut. Now, by the way, is this mafteach to your house? Or the shul? It could be mafteach too. We'll see later on. Actually, we probably won't because we don't have enough time. But mafteach is probably for a design which is not like your storage cupboard or something, right? We'll see. We'll try to figure out what this mafteach is later. V'chayotze b'il mishut v'rshut. Fine. V'chem mutar, listen to this, la'vira. I can do havara, even not for eating. So why else would you need heat for? What would you need more fire for? Oops, for heat. Sorry. Right? Let's say, why would... then it appears you're allowed to do it. Vishar malachot koshish bo tzorach achila mutter, like shchita, afiya, lisha, demen. Vecho she'ein behem tzorach achila, asur, kigon, ktiva, variga, ubinyan, sebahen. So says the Rambam, I'm making a distinction. I'm putting Havara and I'm putting Otsam one category. That is a blank check. Then I'm putting Malachot that are needed for food. And anyone which is not Tzorach Achila, like writing and building, those are forbidden. Says the Ravid, Vechen Mutor Lavir Afilu She'in Tzorach Achila. The Rambam implied this. You're even allowed to do Havara, even not for food, i.e. for heat. Why else would you need fire for? So again, I need a Tzorach. It says Tzorach. Okay. Right?
Even not
Achila. Comes along, sorry?
It's like Achila, then Tzorach.
Right. And again, that only applies to Havara and to Hotzah. So we see here that Havara and Hotzah. Now, where did the this is what do you want for the Rambam? This is a Gemara. He says, Zehu lachim chamin raglav. Let's say you want to heat up water for your feet. Fahalig ner shel. Let's say you want to light a candle just for, you know, light, whatever, kavod. But the scented candles are very interesting about scent. Okay. So we see that the Rambam himself seems to imply, by the way, the Rambam seems to say, Mina Torah, it's all permissible. The Rambam doesn't. The Rambam says, you don't need the tzorach. The Rambam seems to imply, maybe some type of tzorach, but you need to do it, you need to do it. Okay. Hang on. Okay. The Magen Mishnah will try and give us a Svara. Go down, please. Magen Mishnah, right underneath it. Line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Venira Latam. The Magen Mishnah is trying to give us a Svara about this distinction. He says, "Hotza l'fishe af hi be'ochel u'mashke v'af al pishe hi be'dvarim achirim." Amrinan mitoch. Meaning, when do we say mitoch? Mitoch shehutra l'tzorach, hutra l'mishol l'tzorach. Havara af al pishe ina be'ochlin u'mashkin k'tiv lo tevrei chomosh techem yom Shabbos v'Shabbos who ta'aser habiyom tov shari v'chein darshu l'fishe biyom Shabbos miyutar who. Meaning, what we're trying to say is that we talk about lo tov reish b'chomush v'seichem. When it comes to Shabbos, we don't speak. When it comes to Yom Tov, it's different than Shabbos. Shabbos is lo tov reish b'chomush v'seichem. No additional kindling on Shabbos. Period. That's by Shabbos only. Meaning, throwing an additional log on the fire might be aser on Shabbos, but on Yom Tov, it is permissible. It's permissible. So, quotes our Gemara. The Magen Mishnah quotes our Rashi and says that Rashi gives a blank check. Okay. Here. Then he said you need Tzorach Tzat, Tzorach Mitzvah. Okay. What we see from here, and the question we see from here is that the Rambam seems to imply that you do need some type of tzorach, but the type of tzorach that we actually need is going to be very minimal. Meaning, So, Mitoch, clearly for the Rambam, applies to Hotzah and Havara, and not to the other Malachot for the preparation of food. Right? So that's a distinction in the Rambam. The Rambam says Mitoch only applies to those two things, which again, where does Rambam get it from? He gets it from our Gemara.
Because these really things like have sort of
for Ochel Nefesh. So it appears that, yes, for Ochel Nefesh, and I wanted to argue, which I think makes sense, that the reason why specifically we allow these two items is because there is still a tzorach I want my orange to go from location A to location B. There's a tzorech. Why would I do something without a tzorech? And that, it's almost like ochel nefesh, right? I mean, there's a need. And ochel nefesh is a need.
Yeah.
Right. Because ochel nefesh isn't just literally just eating, but there's almost a need. So what about the halacha? Let's just, I want to show something amazing in halacha. This is not the most popular thing. Who do we hold like? And should we be concerned? So it comes along. Oops, I just want to open up my, where's my, no, that's not the source. Where's
what
my,
is
the Urim? The Urim is a Rishon. Hey, where'd it go? Oh, here's my handout. Let's jump to halacha in the last 8 minutes that we have. What are we passing like? Look at this. Shulchan Aruch, flip the page over. Midosh shuto hutsa l'tzorach achila, hutor shol l'tzorach higon, katan v'lula v'sefer Torah v'kelim. Right? You see that? Comes the Ramah and says, Hatzrichim lo k'tzat. Oh, shemitira. Shelo yignevenu o sharp seda. What about if you're worried that if you discover your... let's not use an iPhone because it's moksa. What do you discover outside?
Baby.
Not a baby. okay, good idea. A lulav. And you know it's going to rain. Leave a lulav outside. It's going to get ruined. He says you'd be allowed to carry it. You're worried it'll get stolen or ruined. That's our thought.
Is that sharp seda?
Probably sharp seda. Or maybe we're a basketball. Oh, good idea. Very good. A basketball. Basketball doesn't get ruined in the rain, I don't think. But it might get stolen. Good. Aval avanim, but stones for sure you're not allowed to. Now, this is a very well-known Ramah. This is what you guys were, of course, referring to. Mutar l'schok b'kadur, allowed to play ball on Yom Tov. Afilu b'shus harabim, even the public debate. Can I tell you a crazy story? This is 100% a true story. Ready for this? Hank Greenberg did not play when? On the World Series. But he played on Rosh Hashanah. You're going to laugh at this. He asked a shayla to his reform rabbi in Detroit. It's a true story. It's in his biography. He asked a shayla to his rabbi, reform rabbi, is he allowed to play baseball on Rosh Hashanah? And his rabbi said, yes, it's permissible. Why? Because on this Gemara, right, we're learning, there's a Tosfos that talks about playing ball. And since Tosfos references playing ball on the Yom Tov, you're allowed to play baseball on Yom Tov. But since it's a Yom Tov only, and not Yom Kippur, and I give him a heter to play Yom Kippur, and that's what Hank Greenberg did at baseball, and you give him. Mama Shadiq, Maka.
Stark.
Huh?
Stark.
Right? There's a Stark Diak. Stark Diak. Okay. It's in his biography. I'm holding by Hank Greenberg. Okay. Af al gav she'ino ella teal ba'ama. What about you want to go to teal? What about you want to stroll in Yom Tov? Wait, what does he say here? Afagav she'ino elatil. Even if it's only til ba'alma, that's also okay to go. Fimeniach iruv, of course. Kosh yishtotor. Kli afal pisha eino tzorachayim klal. So this is very difficult. And this is why, to me, you see what that Rishonim do? There's what's called tzorach. A little bit. No tzorach klal. To me, I hate to say it, but Rashi makes a lot of sense. Rashi says, you don't need tzorach. You don't need tzorach tzat. You don't need tzorach anything. You want to tell me maybe the Rabbanan, they were gozer? Okay. Maybe. But I think to me, to start making a distinction between the Gemara says, Mutar, Hutar, Nani, Shalom, Tzorach. That appears to be the clear understanding of the Gemara. You want to tell me the Rabbanan? Okay, maybe. Maybe the Rabbanan don't do Shalom, Tzorach. But these are, I don't think we're talking to Rabbanans here. Appears to be Mina Torah. The Mishnah Berurah says, and this is why you should be careful. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'chein hadin bavara v'shchita v'afiyah u'bishol shem malachos ha'shachos v'chol nefesh amrinar b'umitach. You say mitach. Ta'af k'tiv ach asher yichal v'chol nefesh ho'zuz ha'lachem kiblu chazal da'kavanahu ota malachot ha'regilot la'asol l'tzorach v'chol nefesh afili im ata in kavanatot z'rach achila hitira ha'torah. So he says the Torah permits it. V'mesh yisim ha'ramah l'inyan hotza da'irinan bei says the Mishabura, the Ramah says you need a tzorach tzat. If we say, and this is maybe we should be machmer for, mi de rabbanan, maybe we should have a tzorach tzat. But mina Torah, it appears to be permissible to do everything. What's a tzorach tzat? It appears for the rabbanan, we're very lenient. We're very, very lenient when it comes to defining Torah. So, I mean, the Rabbanon. So you need to just have some functional use to it. Now, again, we don't appreciate this because we live in a city with an Eruv and we don't think about this on Shabbos. How much worse on Yom Tov, right? But it's real Shiloh. If you are a city, and you never hear this, by the way, as far as I know.
You're a slave?
You ever hear this before? That you go to a city without an Eruv and on Yom Tov they say, be careful what you carry? You take out a stroller. You know, sometimes, as you guys will learn, sometimes the bottom of a stroller, things collect there that are not the Torah Ksat. You know, food from 2 weeks ago, a bottle from a few months ago, a pair of shorts from the summer. You know what I mean? Like, they just...
Yeah, in February.
In February, yeah. Like, that's what happens, why? You see these baskets at the bottom. So does that mean, in a chanami, a pair of shorts in December that are left over from the summer... You know, you can't tell me that's a tzorech, or even a pair of shorts. The last day of Shmi Atzeret. Let me tell you, there's no shorts for.
Put them on top of the pants.
Right, you're going to tell me there's a tzorech tzat? What tzorech tzat is there going to be?
It's warmer.
What? Yeah, but okay. So, but it's a stretch, right? It's a big stretch.
But it's something,
right? So
it's a tzat.
If we want to hold on this Rimachmer from the Mishnah Berurah for a Durabbanan, you need a Tzorak Tzad. And Achinami, maybe that's what we should really do. We have to be very cognizant in the Tzorak Tzad. Again, it doesn't apply so much in Toronto, it's an Erev, but nonetheless, we should be.
Okay,
so Havara has been very difficult. Havara, you always Tzorak. Now, why else are you adding more heat for? I mean, obviously, you want more heat. Why are you adding another log on the fire?
Just want a candle for like ambiance.
So that would be very. So that's okay. That's our next topic. Our next topic is going to be showering on Yom Tov. Because now we're ready for it. Now we've seen the parameters of mitzvah. Showering on Yom Tov, and which is basically using more heat to heat up water to bathe. So now that we've set ourselves up a little bit, at least we've had some of the conversation of. Mitoch. Now the question is, how far do we extend this? And then, this is a big topic. Not a big topic, but it's a famous topic that we'll deal with next week. Is, well, what about bathing? That's, again, once we say mitoch for Havara, so then add more wood to the fire, stoke up the coals in order for us to shower, in order to have heat to bathe with. So, okay, that'll be, God willing, next week's topic. That's, next week is super halacha l'maisa. That's really the topic for next week. Figured it's a good place to end. And what we're going to do is that God willing, on the 22nd of December, which is a Friday, which I know is not the most popular day, but I think no one has anything to do that day. We're going to do from 10:30 to 12:30 at the Bayit. We're going to do a Yom Iyun. And we'll do like, you know, muffins, whatever, and coffee for 10:30. And then on the 31st, which is a Sunday, so 2 weeks to... 3 weeks today. No.
4 weeks.
4 weeks today. Holy moly. Which is the 31st. So on the 24th is the Tanakh Day, which is here for the Kollel. The week after, which is the 31st, again, if you guys are in town, we're going to do a breakfast morning thing at the Bayit, though. On a Sunday. That's 4 weeks. Wow, I can't believe it's been 4 weeks. And then the following Sunday, which is like the 6th or 7th, I have to be in New York for the Jealousy Conference. So we'll reconvene the following week, which is like the 13th, and we're going to start our new topic, which is our new topic.